USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Millions of Americans have dealt with abnormally warm weather, high winds, and fire weather alerts this week. West Texas and all the way north to Chicago, there have been red flag warnings in place through late Monday. Some have been allowed to expire, but high wind alerts remain in place for communities in over a dozen states, especially in the central U.S. and south. Meanwhile, a major storm front's moving across the U.S., bringing snow to the Mountain West and potential thunderstorms to the Midwest. A landmark U.S. Supreme Court hearing Monday, centered on the influence of social media companies on online content. The court is scrutinizing laws supported by Republicans in Texas and Florida, which were enacted amid allegations that platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube exhibit bias against conservative viewpoints.
If platforms that passively host the speech of billions of people are themselves the speakers and can discriminate, there will be no public square to speak of.
Aaron Nielsen is the Texas Solicitor General. These companies contend that any regulations targeting them infringe upon their First Amendment freedom of speech rights. President Biden says he's hopeful there will be a ceasefire in Gaza by next week. Speaking to reporters, he said that National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells him that it is close, but, quote, not done yet. Meanwhile, the White House announcing President Biden's scheduled to visit the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday.
The president's visit comes amidst mounting criticism of his immigration policy. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre telling reporters the president intends to encourage Republicans to reconsider the border deal that was brokered by a bipartisan group of senators.
Stop playing politics and to provide the funding needed for additional U.S. Border Patrol agents, more asylum officers.
That agreement collapsed earlier this month following staunch opposition from Republicans who argued that it lacked sufficient measures to stem the tide of illegal immigration.
USA's John Schaefer. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ahead of the Michigan primary election Tuesday, Republican Nikki Haley continues to hammer on the case against former President Trump's electability in November.
He did not get 40% in any of the early states. It is very hard to win a general election if you can't do that.
President Biden, meanwhile, is facing no official opposition in Michigan, but a grassroots movement hopes to convince voters to protest Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. Lawyers from Big Oil could come with a new lawsuit against the Biden administration over the president's decision to pause new exports of liquefied natural gas from the U.S. A petition filed Monday included the American Petroleum Institute, plus six other groups. In Texas, where a large portion of the U.S. liquefied natural gas production happens, Republican Senator Ted Cruz is outraged.
He was mad that Texas was fighting to secure our border, and I think it was done as a deliberate blow to the state of Texas.
Texas ranks second in the nation for producing LNG. Cruz argues, on a broader perspective, the Biden move may turn allies toward the liquefied natural gas produced in other countries like Russia, Venezuela, and Iran. A photographer is claiming he was attacked by Taylor Swift's dad in Australia. Ben McDonald says he got punched in the face on a Sydney wharf early Monday by Scott Swift, reportedly just as he and his pop star daughter were getting off a private yacht. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.